Hey, happy Friday. I want you to turn to the person on your right, give them a high five, and say, I'm glad you're here. Turn to the person on your left. Do the same thing. Glad you're here, Kleiner. All right. We are glad you're here, and it's Friday. Hey, if you remember, Trig Johnson said, if you got nothing going on tonight, there is something going on tonight. There is the World Lecture Series, Samuel Wells, right here, 7:30 tonight. Trig even lifted the band on the October rule. So if you want to bring a friend, you can. 7:30, whoa. Hey, how many of you guys know Kleiner? A lot of you guys? All right. For some of you who don't, like you freshmen or transfers or anybody visiting today, Chris Klein is a good friend of Hope College. Chris graduated from Hope many years ago. Kleiner, I won't go into that. He is also a graduate of Western Theological Seminary, and Chris full-time goes around the country speaking. And I said, Chris, what do you speak on? And he said, Boersma, I speak on Jesus. A good response. And that's what Chris does. And he's going to do that again today. So pray with us, would you? Lord, we bless you for our good brother Chris. And we bless you more that you've put a word in his heart to share with us today. So now give us wide open ears to listen and then hearts to assimilate and live it out. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you welcome Christopher Klein?
One of my favorite things to do is to watch a movie. I own over 300 movies, and yes, I have watched every movie I have owned. Actually, one of my friends bet me to watch all of my movies in a month, and I did it. That is how much I love movies. Shrek is one of my favorite movies. There is the scene where Shrek, an ogre, and Donkey are on their way to rescue the princess. They are discussing life and who they are. Donkey is trying to find out what makes Shrek who he is and why he doesn't let people in. Shrek tells Donkey ogres are like onions. They have layers. Yet, when people see Shrek, they don't see he has layers. They see he is a big, fat, ugly ogre. We are living in a culture that has a difficult time looking past the surface of things. We try to make ourselves over. We buy into the trends of the times. We like to categorize people by looking at their surface. I believe this culture is so concerned with the surface, we struggle with finding our own identity. We aren't meant to be just physical beings. We aren't meant to be in a classification. We aren't meant to define someone by a job, disability, odd or even year, or social class. Yet, this is what happens. We define our lives by our job, our social class, and our abilities. I understand what it's like to struggle with my image and identity. Every time I leave my house, I am put into a category of a disabled person. People make assumptions of me because I have to use a wheelchair to get around. Some decide I'm not worth their effort to talk to me and get to know me. It used to bother me so much that I tried to remake my identity. I tried buying all the clothes that were popular. I tried to look like the cool guy. I tried talking and acting like the cool people. I did all kinds of things to fit in. Do you know what didn't work? People still saw my disability. As I kept trying on new identities, my true identity started to slip away. Everybody has gifts. Everybody has a purpose. Yet, when people solely focus on the physical image, people lose sight of their true identity. What identities are you trying? Are you trying to fit into the cool group? Are you trying to be defined by your career choice? Are you changing yourself for your family, friends, boyfriend or girlfriend? Let's take a look at Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. What does being created in the image of God mean? It means that just as ogres have layers, people have layers too. The word for image used in the Old Testament does not appear to have physical implications, as in we were made to look like God, or that in some way God's form is very much like ours. The image we are made in refers to the immaterial parts of man. Basically, we bear the moral or spiritual image of God in our lives. When we were created, we were made like Him. The universal law that exists in us comes from being made in the image of God. Man is different, unique in that we have the ability to have a relationship with God. When we serve God and obey Him, we begin to reveal the image of our Creator, and God can be seen through our lives and actions. Therefore, our physical attributes does not define our identity. Our identity comes from God. This is why we have to look inwardly at ourselves. The question is, are you mirroring the image of God? Or are you mirroring the image of the world? These are questions where we have to look inwardly at our lives and see if we are reflecting the image of God. Actually, I believe it goes beyond that. It is a question of if we want to surrender our lives over to Jesus and allow Him to be our identity. The end result of understanding your identity isn't looking in the mirror and telling yourself how awesome you are. It isn't about how happier you are. It isn't about you. Your identity is in Christ. Once we make this shift of thinking, we begin to surrender to our Creator. He begins to transform our lives, and we see that in Christ we have purpose. We see that in Christ we have identity. It's an identity in which changes our outlook. I tried to live by the world's view of my identity. It only caused people to see the disability more, which caused me more frustration. It was only when I began to realize and accept I was God's creation, when I started to understand that even though I had a disability, I was still made in the image of God. I saw my true identity as in Christ. This shifted my focus off of my disability, and I started focusing on who I really am. I am a child of God, made in His image, to grow in Christ. Yes, I know I have a disability, but I don't consider myself disabled anymore. I am a person that God has created. He has given me the same dreams and aspirations of any other person. Most importantly, He wants me to live my life for Him. I decided I needed to stop trying to be somebody I wasn't. It was time to quit acting, and it was time to show the people who the real Chris Klein was. All of a sudden, the disability started to disappear. People started to see a guy who loved God. Jesus' light shines bright out of me because I live my life inside out. It is time for us to stop living by the world's standards. It is time for us to look inwardly. Our identity doesn't come from our physical characteristics. Our identity comes from Christ, who is within us. Are you willing to let Jesus lead your life? He is the only true identity you have. Let's pray. Jesus, we ask you to help us find our identity in you. We want to become more like you, and we need you to transform us into your servants. We pray in your name. Amen.
Go in peace.